out your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Well, hello, Rapture Centric Church. This is Michelle. Hopefully everyone is having a good day on this August 6th. Hard to believe we are already into August, and the ninth of Av has already passed, and we didn't poof. But hey, there's still more dates that we can go poof. So that's always good, right? So I just want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening in on the phone or you're in the chat room. Welcome. We're glad you joined us. At Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is the pastor and we are just here to glorify him and share how he is working in our lives and just share our enthusiasm for how much we want to be with him in heaven and can't wait for him to come back and get us. So in the chat room, I want to welcome Cake, otherwise known as Lala. Carol, we have three guests. We have Alana, we have Bill, we have Rosemary, we have Jerry, and we have Tressie. So welcome, everyone, and those people who have called in, welcome. I'd like to open us up in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for being able to connect with everyone with this rapture-centric family. Thank you so much for the blessings that you have given us so far in our day-to-day lives, being always there to protect us and to console us in our time of need, Lord. And most of all, thank you so much for what you have done for us on the cross, Lord, that you died for our sins on the cross, Lord. Thank you so much that you love us so much, even though we do not deserve it. Thank you so much for your love, and we cannot wait to see you, Lord. We love you. We love you so much, Lord. Cannot wait to see you, Lord. So in the spirit and the bride say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. I just want to start off by saying I had an interesting conversation yesterday evening. I had to cut out of the service a little bit early, and I met with some people. I'd actually never met with them before, so I was meeting them for the first time and talking about our interests, and suddenly the topic of TV shows comes up, and one girl was saying that, I just love the show Walking Dead, and the guy says, well, what's that show? Because I guess he doesn't watch hardly any TV, so she was explaining it to him like, oh, basically, I'll try to put her words, basically she said, oh, yeah, it's about the zombie apocalypse. And she said, well, if the rapture were to occur, then there would be all these zombies around at that time. So the word rapture got brought up in our conversation without me saying anything. So I thought that was quite odd, but quite funny at the same time. And also that she used the word if, so obviously she doesn't really believe in the rapture. So, and then the guy who was also listening, he was to what the rapture was. So then I took my cue and told him what the rapture was. So that was quite interesting. And so, I don't think, although I really wanted to say, it's imminent, Jesus is coming back right now. But at least I told him what the rapture was. And then he asked something about, well, what do zombies have to do with the rapture? And then I just kind of made mention, though, once the Lord takes the believers off the earth, then basically Satan will turn people into zombies. So that was my response to that. But I just thought that was a peculiar conversation we had. And the fact that so many people are clueless as to what times we are living in, it just amazes me. But I'm just thankful that the Lord has opened my eyes, and I hope that he opens other people's eyes to the nearness of our Lord's return. So, and speaking of nearness, let's see, as far as rapture dates, August is quite an interesting month. I think there's lots of possibilities. I think there's a huge possibility the rapture could occur in August, even though the 9th of Av has passed. I've actually been seeing the number 17 quite a bit. And the last time I hosted, I explained a little bit why the 17th would be a good date for the rapture. But I actually made another revelation on the 17th, which was, when we started having these evening services only once a day for 1 hour, well, if we are to go until the 17th until we're translated, then if we were to poof on the 17th, let's say, then that would be about our 40th show of doing it once a day for 1 hour. So I thought that was quite interesting. And like I said, after that last show, I've actually been seeing the number 17. So I think the Lord is trying to tell me something there. And also, Judy posted a video to her likes about the Rabbi Kaduri prophecy, and apparently he prophesied that the rapture would occur in the month of Av after Ariel Sharon died. So, and we are currently in the month of Av, so we'll see if he's right. I think there's a really good chance he is right, so we'll just see. And the month of Av actually continues through August 26th. So we have until then. So let's say that the rapture does occur in the month of Av, and the latest possible date it would occur would be the 26th of this month. So, and then people have gotten that the time between the rapture and translation is anywhere from a week to 2 weeks, and then some people even got a month, but let's just say a week. So a week prior to the 26th being at the latest would be about the 19th. So perhaps the latest we can leave is the 19th, which is pretty close to my 17th. And then I think Lil Jon got 2 weeks prior. So if that were the case, then it'd be more like the 12th. Latest possible date for us to leave. So that would be even better. So, yeah. So, and then also people have been getting, from listening to Facebook chat, people have been getting dreams and visions from the Lord that the rapture is in September. I know Stacy had a dream, something about the Lord riding in the sky, something about the rapture will occur. And then she remembers seeing this month ended in Burr, and she's assuming it's September. And then she had a dream, something about the World Trade Center building going up or something resembling the 9/11 thing. So, and then also Christina Pina got a word right before she woke up that the Lord said the rapture will occur in September. So, and then, of course, toward the end of September is the Feast of Trumpets. So definitely September is a big month as well. So, but I really hope it's in August. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I had to share. And I will go ahead and start letting people on. 317, I think that's you, Jerry, right?
That is me, Jerry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. I love all your number crunching. I was actually back in the garage a little bit today, and looking at some things. And I was sort of looking for the signs in the heavens kind of theme. And one of the things that I noticed was things that I was seeing, kind of on a repeating pattern, that matched up with the successive weeks. You know, the 27th and 28th of July was a Sunday-Monday time frame. And the things that I'm seeing actually match up with that. Like, for example, the 3rd and 4th, the 11th, I'm talking August, 18th, 25th, et cetera. So, for example, the 17th of August would be the 17th, 18th. And so, you know, the thing that I thought was really wild was I sort of seeing something for each one of those time periods that I thought was sort of interesting things. And, you know, that's based on things he took me through over a year ago to kind of show me some things. And, you know, I think that it's, I can't say absolutely what they mean, but the thing that I found interesting right off the bat was that I was seeing them on this pattern that keeps matching this time period between Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Monday, as we go through each week. And then he gave me that dream a while ago, a vision. It was really a vision, but it was while I was waking. And he, you know, the sevens and the calendars, each week being a seven and so on. And it related to, and he told me Pentecost on July 28th. Well, Pentecost is a 50-day period, and we're in a period of 50 days that is recognized in Hebraic tradition from that counts to Rosh Hashanah. And I still think that we could go anytime, but what I see here is a repeating pattern of days that fit in with some of the messages I've had. I think even you had at different times, like for example, Block 28 and so on. That there's a pattern, maybe, that we're supposed to observe more than as much as a particular day at the moment. But I still think it could go any time. It could go now. It could be tomorrow. But, you know, we're not locked in to any special tradition. But I do think this relates in one way or another to not only what we're looking for right now, but also maybe even coming back.
Yeah, that's interesting with looking at the patterns.
You know, I wasn't looking for this, but as I was just sort of going through and following just what I saw, and then I noticed very quickly that I was seeing a pattern, you know, like every 7 days I was seeing something that was somewhat interesting. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, that's exactly on the time frame that we've sort of been following on this weekly cycle. You know, Sunday, for example, being the first day. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure what to make of it, and but that pattern is definitely there. And, you know, so, for example, you know, we've just had the 3rd and 4th. We're going to see the 10th and the 11th here very soon. The 11th is a Hebraic day that's considered the optimum day of the entire year for a wedding, a Jewish wedding. There's a lot coming up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So would you say, like, over the weekend would probably be higher possibility of rapture than during the week?
I'm still really stuck on this week at any moment. I really, really am. I think, you know, I think several people have gotten, even me a while back, a message that, you know, there was going to be a surprise. I think I even had a word where he told me that somehow he was going to use us to trick the people who were trying to predict on the other side what we might do, where we, when we might go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I just think there's a lot going on, and yet I, you know, I was still motivated to kind of look at these things, and I found this pattern. And so, maybe I'll spend a little more time with it, but I really think any time this week is still super, super high watch. And then we still have this pattern of the this weekend. And one of the things that Little John was told was after the rapture, there's a 3-day time period of spiritual darkness. And it's interesting that if you follow this pattern of sevens down into September, and I'm not moving any of our watching down into September, because I think September could play other roles in our future assignments. But if you follow this pattern down, you end up at the 21st and the 22nd of September, which is 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, which makes the 50th day in the Hebraic 50-day count from the 9th of Av. And so, in other words, you've got the 47 days, and you've got, and then 3 to get to 50. And so I just, this offset of 3 days, I just found interesting relative to Rosh Hashanah and the pattern that he's been showing us. So I think we're right on a pattern he wants us to see, and I think other people to be aware of. But what exactly it means, I'm not sure. But yeah, I just see Judy put in, today, yeah, absolutely. I believe today. I really,
yeah.
So I'm not only, I mean, I've been there for a while, but I mean, I really, really, honestly, in every respect, I would not be surprised by today whatsoever. I really wouldn't.
Oh, okay. It always makes me wonder with all these dates that have appeared to come and go, if we'll just be kind of taken by surprise on a non-high watch day.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of makes me wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he sort of put it in my spirit without a very, I don't have a specific word on it, but I just learned to trust these things. This time period going into September is, I just think it relates to what we're going to do even if we poop today. I think it's going to relate to some things we do. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
You know, it could relate to our comeback time. It could relate to other things, but it's gonna play out somehow, I think. I think that's why he's got us looking at it. I think it may be an answer to a future question. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
That's
I'm going to go
I
ahead and welcome on the other callers here.
Cool.
Let's see. We have, I don't know if this is Keith or Tana, but I'm going to unmute both of you. Hello, Keith, and hello,
hello
Tana.
Hey, Michelle.
And
hi.
Hello, Pat.
Hey.
Oh, hi,
hello,
everybody.
Hello, Katie. Hello, Carol, and 726, I don't know if that's
Leah.
Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody. Love
hi,
you all.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi,
everybody. I'm listening. Hi. Love you, Gina.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Yeah, wow.
So how is everyone?
Hey. Well, I've got something to add real quick to what Jerry was saying. I found it really interesting that great minds think alike, because earlier today, Bill and I were emailing, and Chris and I were emailing, and we were talking about the 3 days of darkness, and Bill was talking about the pattern. And here you are, Jerry, talking about, you know, the 3 days of darkness and also the pattern. And I thought, the Lord is up to something
mm-hmm.
really good. So
oh, yeah.
I just thought that was, maybe a sign from the Lord that he's listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
He's very attentive, and he knows we are anxiously waiting for him to call our name to meet him in the air. And I thought this was just a perfect time, because we're in the month of Av. And so,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add that to what Jerry was sharing. So carry on, and I will listen to everybody else's comments.
Thanks, Carol.
I wanted,
cool.
There was something, my phone does weird things, and it now and then it puts the calendar on. Of course, it's August 6th. I said, well, what am I looking for? You're going to love this one, honey. And I looked at the right, and it has all the weekends, and my eyes fell on 17. And I said, oh, okay, 17. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Wow.
That was odd, very odd. I said, what am I looking for? Because I always ask him, what am I looking for? And I'm looking at a number, and right away, and I said, 17? Oh, okay, 17. Yeah. Yeah, I always have a very profound message from Angela Grillo, when you guys want to hear it. It's going to, I send it to you, but there's people listening and there's people in chat maybe don't have it, and it's like, Yahoo! It's what we need to hear right now.
Say it, Pat, now. It's really encouraging.
Okay, let me, you guys are going to, some of you have this, but boy, I'll tell you, this just gave me wings to fly, made me just soar, because I was kind of teary all day, you know, but not unpeaceful. Okay. This is so good. This is what, Keith, thank you so much. Received August 4th. Now, her name is Angela Grillo. I don't know who this person is, but wow. Anyway, daughter, tell them that I love them and that I will be there soon to get them. I will not delay much longer, for I know the anguish you are all going through. Do not be discouraged, but keep looking up, and I will appear to take you home before you even know what is happening. I will be there. Understand this, my little ones. You must be prepared to go home. So strengthen your resolve to do as I have instructed you. Keep your eyes looking up, your lamps full, and your wicks trimmed. When you are leaving this earth, and I love this. This is what makes me believe that this is so real. Do not look down. For as in the days of Lot, looking down will send you back to earth. Never look back or feel encouraged to miss the things of this world. For I am a jealous God and will not share your thoughts of people you have left behind. I only want your thoughts on me and the things you are about to experience with me in paradise. All those who will be left behind will have their own troubles to deal with, and that they must do as children who were disobedient to me. My love for them continues, but they will suffer much for their disbelief. They will have to make their decision to follow me or not under much stress. I must also warn you of the coming disaster. Now, Jerry, you were talking about something here. That is about to hit the United States, as there will be much devastation upon your land. Many people will die, and many will be injured, as it was on 9/11. I'm about to show the people in your country that I am not happy about what they are doing for me and also what they are doing in my name. All the sin that is running rampant in your land is killing my sheep, and I will stand for it, and I will stand for it no more. They will not mock me any longer, so please be prepared for the shock of what is about to happen. When people say that they feel something is about to happen, they are right. So get ready, my little ones, but also know that you are sealed and protected by me. My angels will cover you. This warning is enough to prepare you, but I also want my bride to know that very close to this happening, you will hear the trump, and you will be on your way home to my waiting arms. I, the Lord God Almighty, have spoken these things, and everything is written in my word. I have not left anything out. So read the books of my prophecies, children, and you will know of all this and more. Read Matthew, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Psalms, Joel 1 and 2, and Thessalonians 1 and 2 of Timothy, and of course Revelation. These are my warnings to my people, and they have no excuse not to know of the many signs and warnings that I have given them to hear in the very last moments of the history of the earth. And this is good. It's all in caps. Time is up. Be ready to meet me in the air. Yeshua HaMashiach. Love it.
Awesome.
Wow.
I love it.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Let's see. I also want to welcome Joe, I think this is, 914.
Yeah, hi. It's Joe and Katie. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Joe. Hello, Jamie.
How are you doing?
And Katie hung up. She better call back.
Oh, yeah. Katie, you better call back.
I couldn't even tell. I had hardly no idea how to use this new phone. So I'm just like, oh.
She's on the line. I don't even know anymore.
Oh. Aw. I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That was a good word, Pat.
Oh, Keith sent it to me, and I was going to read your line. I mean, maybe we can read it later on, because that's a very good one, too. But I said, oh, I have to read this one. It is just so on. It's so right, what we need to hear right now,
so real,
to be encouraged.
Huh? Know,
oh, my gosh.
So, like, real time, yeah.
Oh, this is what we need today. He'd get ready to meet me in the air. I mean, okay. We are ready. Hey,
Jen,
guys, I've been having prophetic dreams every single night. Like, it's been nonstop.
Wow.
Last night I had a funny dream. I had a drone just, like, following me, like, right over my head. It was, like, a massive drone. Like, everywhere I went, it was just following me.
Wow.
And, I've had, like, funny dreams like that lately. And then I'll, like, see a drone, like, the next day, you know. It's just funny.
Wow. Yeah, we're an interesting time.
It seems like you've been getting a lot
crazy of
prophetic dreams lately, Katie. I know.
Make your videos on them, Katie, so we can hear them all, too.
Okay. A lot of them are just, like, personal, but there was one that I was going to, like, a football game with some of my friends, and I had this big, huge bag full of, like, stuff, and I just, like, I was about to walk into the game or whatever, and my bag, like, fell off the ledge, and I had to, like, pick the whole bag. I mean, it weighed more than me, and I had to, like, pick it up, like, otherwise I would have, like, fallen to the ground, and, like, I've just had weird stuff like that. It's like, I know it means something, but I don't know how to, like, explain it. It's like,
Keith, help her out here.
It's like I'm about to walk off a cliff with a bunch of stuff, but I have to, like, carry this crap and bring it up. It was like I was trying to help someone almost. It was like, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That's the luggage we have in the world right now.
Yeah.
Bring all that.
Oh, Stacy in chat room said that Chris Slaughter last night had a dream of 3 days of darkness, and she thought she said starting the 17th. So
ooh,
that's interesting.
That's
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. This war is kind of acting weird, too. It's like there's a ceasefire thing, and they're trying to extend it from 72 hours to 120 hours. But I also read that Hamas has turned down the ceasefire as the latest thing. So I'm hoping that's what I saw on DECA.com. So I'm hoping that would be is that what you heard, Jerry, is the latest?
Actually, I didn't hear that, but, you know, I think it's such a convoluted situation. There's so many people that have their hands in it. And what I was thinking yesterday, actually, about this was it's so much like almost all of the military conflicts we have seen recently where, you know, somebody makes a little progress and then everybody's supposed to stop so that nobody is ever really defeated. Nobody's ever really vanquished. The problem is never really resolved. It's just, you know, somebody gets to make a point and, you know, rally the home crowd, but nobody ever really resolves a problem with military conflicts anymore. And, you know, I'm not an advocate of it, but I know one thing. In the past, there's precious few good military leaders who would go into a war that they didn't intend to win. And now we don't ever seem to really fully solve a problem.
I think Israel thinks that they I'm thinking Israel did quite a lot of damage to Hamas, and Israel's thinking that they're good to go, and which is ridiculous because Hamas is the one that's disagreed to the ceasefire. So Israel thinks that, you know, we did the damage, so we're going to go home and we're all just, you know, go back to our normal life. But Hamas is not going to accept that. They're going to be like, you did all this damage to us. We're going to go get more weapons, and we're going right back on you. So this is not going to be, well, God told me this war would not end. It would keep going. So this is going to be the peace treaty war eventually.
That's the best word. And, you know, I think the political situation, even in Israel, is so convoluted. I guarantee you, there's a bunch of people who are in the coalition of Netanyahu's government who are saying you can't keep going on. We're getting too much pressure from the international community.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, yeah.
So,
we want Hamas to get crazy, though. We don't want this war to stop and then go another 400 years of fighting again. We need to
and you know, we need to get this. And ISIS is, what was the thing I read last night about ISIS was in Lebanon, you know, and the Bible says they're going into the Gaza neck. So, see, this is where things could get real ugly. That's what the Bible says in some of the verses of Amos.
Yeah.
And ISIS also has been taking over some they took over a dam, right, and then in Baghdad what they did is they released the water from that dam and they flooded thousands of acres to destroy people's farms and everything. And they have the potential of flooding Baghdad and putting it underwater with some of these dams. So they're using it to do a lot of crazy. But ISIS also was attacking Damascus. I read something about, someone sent me something about them bombing in Damascus. I haven't paravalidated that yet. But ISIS is the key here that's going to come into the picture. And Israel and ISIS are going to go at it probably. This will take out Damascus. Or Gaza or something, because Hamas is their joke, they ain't got no power. So ISIS is the one that's going to be pulling all these countries together very quickly, very, very quickly, because they're taking cities by the day, and they're going to be like, let's just carry this over, let's take out the Gaza, like the Bible says they're going to Gaza, and then Israel's going to have no choice but to do something crazy, use their nuke to wipe out Damascus. Somehow it's going to spill over into Damascus.
No. Keith, Stacy put in chat here a link to a Jerusalem Post article. It says, no agreement to extend ceasefire, says senior Hamas official, and she quotes it. She goes, from the article, there is no agreement on the extension of the truce. Musa Abu Marzouk, a senior Cairo-based Hamas official, wrote on his Twitter feed on Wednesday.
Okay. So that means that ceasefire is done with, right?
Well, except that if Israel starts firing things again, then they'll be blamed for breaking the peace agreement that doesn't exist. And so it's up to Hamas to fire the first shot again, which is the standard operating procedure.
Okay.
Think they run out of rockets?
Yeah. Connor, did you hear something?
Go ahead.
I just thought I heard Tana earlier, and I didn't want to.
Oh, no, I thought they'd run out of rockets. I guess they're going to get replied.
They'll get refreshed from Iran over there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's why they like the ceasefire, because they get to kind of get more weapons and get going again. Yeah.
Keith, Lana sent a message, but it's only two sentences. So we must be getting ready to fly. I just want to read the two sentences she sent. I mean, this is really strange. She says, a shift is happening to lift the heavy burdens. As you stay positioned before him, leaning in, you will not roll over in defeat, but released into new glorious feats. The incredible heaviness and opposition was to keep you from these glorious feats. Time to arise and capitalize overcomers. That's it. That's all she wrote, which is odd. But overcomers, meaning fly.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
What about that other one you had, Pat?
Oh, that was Behold, I Come? Yeah.
Read that one.
Yeah. Okay, guys, hold on a second. Oh, yeah. Got to find it, babies. Let me see. Oh. Oh, Behold, I Come. Here it is. I am calling. Let me see. Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't think we were going to read this, but let me. You want to give me a second. We'll talk amongst yourselves.
Find this. I have this word that he gave me yesterday for today, and I didn't really get an explanation for it. But I mentioned this yesterday. Is that okay, Michelle? If I go ahead and do that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, it's not very long. Basically, yesterday morning, I just asked the Lord if he had a word. I kind of asked him for a word for our group and our Rapture-centric church family. And he said he would give it to me. I wasn't in a position to write it down at the moment, but then I did. And then I said, okay, so do you want me to share this today? He said, no, tomorrow. So I was like, okay. Mm. So anyway, it is tomorrow. It's today. and this is it. It goes, my lovely bride, consider the depth of my joy. The ingathering and our meeting, I review over and over. It is like a favorite song playing, lifting me higher and higher. When that time comes, oh, how joyous, the reward of millennia for you and me.
I want you to know how I love you. Consider and embrace it. Live in it. This is the reality you seek to live in. Do this every day. Love of God, love of your spiritual family, love of your gifts from me, and love of your my promises to you. Enjoy. And,
oh, wow.
And
that's beautiful.
And I noticed when you gave that to me, actually, when I read it back over, it reminded me there was a song that I found that I put in the studio, I think it was last week, and it's the hit from, I don't know, 60s or 70s. Anyway, it's Your Love is Lifting Me Higher and Higher, and the title of it is Higher and Higher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's in there. I don't think we played it yet, unless I did.
Oh,
forgot.
I know that song, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And anyway, so I'm going to read it real quick again. My lovely bride, consider the depth of my joy, the ingathering and our meeting I review over and over. It is like a favorite song playing, lifting me higher and higher. When that time comes, oh, how joyous, the reward of millennia for you and me. I want you to know how I love you. Consider and embrace it. Live in it. This is the reality you seek to live in. Do this every day. Love of God, love of your spiritual family, love of your gifts for me, and love of my promises to you. Enjoy.
Wow. So beautiful.
That was specifically for today, but I didn't get a reason for why it was, but it was for today.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I have it's from Julie. Yeah. Okay, I can read this. This is August 6th. The great I Am has spoken this day. Daughter of the Most High God, cry not, dear one, for all that must take place. All has been done will now be undone. All that has been done will now be undone. And the end from the beginning, I will overturn all things. There is nothing new under the sun. What has been spoken forth will ensue. The horsemen ride, death and destruction run rampant on the earth. The wages of sin is death. It is all around you. Run to the fountains of my mercy, as the rebellion of the wicked overshadows the earth. I will turn my face no longer from the mockery and the blatant rebellion of a people defiant and hard-hearted. Justice will be served. Great and terrible things will befall your lands, as my sword brings down all that is not of me. Be still and know that the great I Am has spoken, and all will come to pass. Hearken to my voice as I thunder across the globe. Those that have defied me will know their demise. All must be torn down in order that it may be raised up again, glorious and new, pure and radiant, with my light as it was proposed in the beginning. To understand the beginning is to know the end, and my children, the end is come. The very foundations of creation are being shaken as all creation groans for my return. The very rocks cry out for deliverance from the curse of these fallen lands. Woe to the inhabitants of these lands, for I say to you, Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen. The mountains will be made low, and I will withhold the crops and their yield. Your waters will be poisoned and the nourishment withheld. The skies will roll back as a scroll, and chaos will overtake your lands. Hear, my people, for the Lord your God Yahweh has spoken it. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in it all. I will be exalted in all the lands. Stand aside, my bride, my set apart ones, as my indignation passes, and allow me to hide you under my pavilion, under the shadow of my wings, for I will provide you and protect you always. As you stand on the solid ground of my truth and my word, you, my end-time warriors, will be endowed with all spiritual gifts from above. You will be used mightily to wield my sword of righteousness as I manifest myself in and through you for all to behold. Let the glory of the Lord rise amongst you now. You have been infused as one in spirit with my Son and with me. Raise the standard and declare, my people, the day of the Lord is upon you. The great I Am, the Lord God Almighty, your Abba Father. My dear family, Please take the time to read all the scriptures listed here, as I know there are many, but this message is from our Father and is very powerful. He does not often speak to me, as it is Yeshua who speaks, for he is the Word, and every word spoken comes from his book of truth. We must search out the scriptures daily to have the law of truth written in our hearts, for we face much deception, as he has warned us. If what you are reading from others does not stand on the solid ground of the Word of God, disregard it. Do not base your understanding of the Word or any prophetic message on your experience or the experience of others, but rather on the truth of the Word of God, as this is to be our only guide. Let us pray for the spirit of Elijah. Might or strength of Jehovah, unsheath your swords, my brothers and sisters, and stand ready, for the drums of war have sounded. And then it's got, I don't know, I don't know if you want me to read all these scriptures. I mean, it's 8:16 already. But,
we got the message. That was really awesome. I love the part about the Word of God. That was trusting that. That was so good. Thank you.
Yeah. So she says, Isaiah 46. Go ahead.
Stacy posted something in a chat here that she wanted me to read from. She said, Goliath came down every day for 40 days and mocked Israel. Will we see David stone hitting Goliath on the 40th day? And then she put, from the barn. Goliath was a Philistine, which generally in those days were from the area we call Gaza. Today is the 29th day since Operation Protective Edge began. The 40th day would be the 16th. So she wanted me to read that.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting.
Yeah. The picture I had of Jesus on the computer just fell down right into my arms after I read that. While you're reading that. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He fell right onto my chest, his face. Oh, how beautiful. When you were reading, when you were just saying this from, was it Stacy? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I see that so many are getting the 17th. I mean, I wasn't looking for that. My silly phone just put that on, and I said, what am I looking for? Because it's like I said, and my eyes went to the 17th, and I was still surprised. Like, why am I looking at the 17th? So there you go, guys. I mean, it just lines up with so many others.
Yeah. Yesterday, somebody else was speaking. Was it you or somebody else was speaking about the 17th? Somebody was seeing 17s. And,
yeah, I was.
Yeah,
it wasn't me, no.
And I didn't actually sing, but a couple of days ago, my daughters, they went out and got dinner for us. And not a fancy place, and the bill was 17:17, and they they happened to notice it and mention it to me.
Oh wow! See,
wow!
He's flirting.
And it just so happens the 17th, the Julian of the 17th is the 4th, which we were getting as a high rapture watch day. So I find that quite interesting as well.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I was
see, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Every day it's just closer and closer.
I was looking at something here. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I think I was looking at something today. I'm doing it right now.
I'm hammered.
I have...
I can hardly move.
I was thinking about this Julian day count, and I started to look more in the Julian calendar. One thing I did was put up a day converter to look at.
Yeah.
And, Julian days, while they did use a calendar, they've been a running count over history, basically, that are now and anyway, the number is like 2 million, whatever. But the actual number at the moment, like, for example, for the 19th,
is 2,456,888. And I was looking at that today, and of course that's 3 days from the 16th. So I was double checking that because I wasn't sure which day it was in my recollection. The 19th, that's Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, 3. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there right now. I'm not going to make any more out of it. Because that was just one way to look at the Julian calendar. And that's, you know, a universal way to look at the Julian calendar because they do those day counts.
Every little thing, Jerry. Yeah. Even if we think it's not important, we say it anyway because someone's going to get it and say, you're right. So every little thing, whether we understand it or not.
That's right. So we'll see. But anyway, a lot of people are getting something that relates to the 17th, and I guess I'll just throw this out there too.
Yeah.
The 17th of August is the 21st of Av, which, you know, several people in our group, I know, you know, Roman has continued to have this 21 thing going.
No, I've had that feeling too.
It's
both, 17 or 21. Yeah.
So this month of the 17th is the 21st of the Hebrew month.
Yeah, it's significant, very significant.
So.
Yeah.
And Chessie just posted in chat, 17 equals people ascending to heaven from a software program. I do not remember right now a website. So that's what he posted.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, now that he mentions that, I can tell you that 17 is a number, is a biblical number of victory.
Wow. That's
cool.
And that ties in right with who was saying overcomer? Which word was that?
That's Lana. That she only gave two sentences. She ended it with all caps overcomers with the exclamation point.
Yeah. If you look up in a lot of people who reference the rider on the horses being the Antichrist, point out that that word, you know, he went forth conquering and to conquer. Well, in Greek, that word, even in Scripture, is translated many more times as overcoming. It's exactly the same word as overcoming. And I don't favor that way of looking at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So I'll leave it at that. But anyway, the word that is translated as conquer in Revelation many more times is translated overcomer, which is victory.
Yeah, we're the overcomers.
Amen.
We've overcome the world. We haven't chosen it. We're His.
We are the overcomer.
We're the overcomers.
We overcome the world by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So the word of God and the blood of the Lamb. Yeah.
We're faithful to Him. Okay. There's a reward for that, especially today. When 90% of the world is like, you know, who knows what, unfortunately. So we pray for conversions. I pray every day. I pray my heart out for conversions.
Good.
I mean, like a banshee, I just keep praying.
Good.
You know,
the world needs it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I say, you knew these days would be here, and we know these days would be here, but I still pray for conversions. I don't want one soul to go to hell, you know. I think we're gone, the things that are going to happen are going to wake people up big.
They will
turn to Him out of fear.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, they don't understand it.
Michelle, can you check and see if Joe is unmuted?
I think he just hung up. Or wait, no, he just called back in.
Okay,
now you're unmuted, Joe.
There you go.
Are you there,
Joe?
Yeah.
I'm on the same line as him, so I know he's there.
Oh,
yeah, you never let go, sort of.
He's setting you up, Katie, apparently.
Joe, where are you?
Can you guys hear me now?
Joe,
yes.
You there? Joe's in
the
same
dimension.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Where are
Sorry,
you? Hang up on him. Delete him because he's not.
Where are you,
phone.
Joe?
Can you hear me?
Hit the delete. No, we can't. Hit the delete button.
We can hear you.
Oh, no, don't hit any buttons.
All right,
we can hear you.
All right, guys, check this out. I had to share this with all of you. It's very cool. The Lord's been working with me with clocks. Apparently, I own a lot of clocks. Now I'm all plugged in. But I want you guys to know when you started discussing the 17th, the first word that came out of the first person's mouth about the 17th, my clock clicked to 8:17. And then,
Wow.
That's cool. You know, whatever. Check this out.
Wow.
The second Jerry mentioned the 21st, guess what time it switched to?
Oh, no.
8:21. So, again,
wow.
God's calendar is so much
cooler
than the
Julian
calendar.
Major
this
flirt.
Calendar. Yeah. But that's for all of us. I mean, that's,
I know. Isn't that great? Something's happening.
Yep.
Something's happening.
Oh, it's all happening.
That he said in caps, he says, you know, get ready to fly. So here we go, get ready to come up. Love it, love it, love it. So encouraging. Oh.
And Pat, I love that word about not looking back. He actually
told me that personally a few days ago. Made me believe that more than anything. I wanted to tell you that, guys.
Yeah, I mean, he
that
very
made
rarely
me believe.
Out
don't
warnings
look
to me. It was
down.
A serious
don't
thing.
Look
said,
down.
Make sure you don't. You know,
oh,
like,
don't look
like,
down.
Like, say, oh, I'm forgetting this or that. Like, he said, no, no, no. He said, take anything.
So
that
I said to him, well, before I read the message, I said to the Lord, the angels are going to take us up. I said, Jesus, you know, we're all going to be like a little crazy, so just remind, have the angels remind us, don't look down.
Wow.
Go up.
Well, I mean, and it's all important. Why is that story about Lot's wife in the Bible?
Yes.
Not, you know, like it
turned
all.
Yeah. We'll end up back on the
very
earth. That's
important. Again, they were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, and she looked back. And I mean, for any little reason, oh, my fourth friend, something like that. I mean, that's it.
Anything.
But
curiosity
again,
killed the cat.
Just as he tells us, always keep looking up, especially when you start floating out of your body.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I read that
message. Right? And that was like, I got the same one like
don't
a few days before, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Down.
And I hadn't really planned on it, but I'm glad you mentioned that. Now that's going to be the first thing on my mind.
I wouldn't have known that unless an angel took me and said, now don't look down.
We can't look for each other, then we'll be like, where's Jerry?
No,
where's Jerry?
No group hugs. Just straight up group hugs
maybe,
on cloud.
Maybe we'll just all know automatically. You know, I hope so. I have been prompted on more than one occasion to say to somebody, don't look back. And at times I almost did it somewhat, you know, casually, almost, you know, in a light way. But I've been noting that I have been prompted to say that.
Is there a reason?
Numerous times. And the other thing I just realized the whole Lot's wife thing, the connection between us being the salt of the earth and Lot's wife being a pillar of salt.
Oh, wow, great point. Oh, my goodness, you're right. Definitely don't look down.
Yeah, right. So keep your eyes, you know, we're looking at Jesus now. Let's just keep doing it.
But could you imagine he said that in a message, don't look down? I mean, he's already given us instructions how to fly up.
Yeah.
I've seen
other people with the same message, by the way.
Oh, I know. I just, the first time I ever saw this, and I said, oh, right on, right on. That what
and think of it
talent.
Like
don't
this. When does the stewardess on the airplane give you the flight instructions? Once you're on that airplane and it's about to take off, that's why these last-minute instructions are being given.
Yes, instructions. Mm. Exactly.
Right.
Don't look down.
That's right.
Yeah.
How more simple could it be? Don't look down. You're going up.
Blink your eyes, we'll be up. One of you in time to look down, we'll blink our eyes, we'll be there. Thank God.
Yeah, it's poof, poof. Carol's poof. Poof, I hope Carol, you're right. Poof. No time to look down.
Place your seat backs in the upright position.
Right,
yeah,
tables up. We're on our way, people.
Just
everyone
look
be
up
ready.
At the ceiling. Look up at the ceiling.
Rapture Airlines going up.
Oh,
exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
I that was cute. Don't look down. Oh, I love it. Jesus, you are something else. Don't look down. Okay. That made me believe it.
Yeah, there you go.
Why would he say that? Oh, my goodness. What a thing to say. That was
perfect. Hey, guys. Guys, I just saw another bird disappear, and it's in air.
Oh,
oh
no.
Wow.
That's us.
When,
Katie, he's letting you know. That's us. We're going to disappear.
That's the third one, right?
Yeah.
What
did
color was the bird?
What?
What color?
We have 5 seconds.
Love you all.
Oh, okay. And the Lord
come
says,
now.
Come.
Come now.
Come
now.
We promise, Jesus,
right
we won't look down. We know what to do, Lord.
I love when that happens because there's, like, no way that it could have not disappeared because it was right in front of my face and, like,
wow.
the way it was flying, it literally,
wow.
like, you just don't understand. Like,
poof.
There's no bird there. Like,
there's
it would
no
have gone straight into my bush. And,
he's
like,
telling you something.
Bird.
Yeah.
He's telling
us
all
something.
It's time. Pay attention.
It means it's
again,
time.
This time again, the second
yeah.
Jerry started the first syllable of the word third, it changed to 8:30.
Oh,
it's just,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Tonight,
Lord.
Flirt.
Tonight,
you,
Lord.
Katie,
oh.
I sense that Jerry, Katie, and everybody in the chat room.
Oh.
Yes, everybody. Katie, I just want to say, this bird thing, since the first time I heard it, I keep likening it in my head to the Noah sending of the doves.
Yes.
There you go. And I've been waiting for the third one. I've been waiting for
really?
The
third one. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We're going, guys. We're going. We're out of here. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I have.
So strong.
Wow, that was awesome.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
That was. Beautiful.
Hey, what about when the bird crows three times or something like that? What is that about?
The cock crows three times. That's when
Peter
denied Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. And who claims Peter?
Mm.
But, well, also that was Jesus showing that even after you deny me three times, I'm still going to love you. Like, not, you know, everyone loves to look for the negative content. I mean, it's human nature.
No.
To do so, but,
you're right.
But,
you're
you
right.
Know, peel
another
loves layer
him.
Back.
He loves
he
him.
Said, you deny me. You can deny me three times before this morning, and then it got close. And he's still, you know, we know where Peter is. We're going to see him soon.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah.
The same sheep can get lost 3 days in a row. He'll still come after you. The same one out of a hundred.
He's a good shepherd.
Yep.
Somebody sent me this thing. It was called "Isn't Life Amazing?" I don't know if it's only a tiny paragraph, but it's like a satire. It says this could not be said any better. Hamas is attacking, Israel is defending, Russia is invading, the Middle East is smoldering, Boko Haram is massacring, ISIS is marching, Iran and North Korea are threatening, America's cities are crumbling, our southern borders dissolving, our debt is skyrocketing, Americans are hurting, our enemies are laughing, Obama is fundraising. Isn't life amazing?
I never
read that.
Well,
that's every reason to fly.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, there it is, the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle. We're ready to go, Lord.
Yeah, we see
come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come,
Lord
Jesus.
We love you. We love,
really
love all of you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, God, dear. Exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah.
You just can feel it. You just can feel it. It's so
cranking
great.
It up. Yep.
There you go. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Should I make a video about my birds?
Oh, yes. Do that.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, okay. Definitely, Katie.
Like, where'd he go?
Okay. Just disappeared.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think that warrants mentioning for sure.
It means something very prophetic.
Why can't we disappear?
Exactly. It's exactly what it means.
How much more does he love us than that?
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Every hair on your head is counted, yeah. Yeah. More,
yeah.
Worth more than a flock of birds, yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Holy Spirit will guide you. You just put it out there. And, yeah, that means something. Yes, honey.
Okay, awesome.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Thanks,
Katie. Love you.
Love you all.
Okay. Okay.
Love you all.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Joe. Don't look down. Don't look down. I love it. That's he just told us, don't look down, so there you go. Don't look down.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, that was precious.
Amen.
Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
All right.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye, Michelle.
Love you, too.
Thanks.
See you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.